الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه مرفوعا قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر الحاج ولمن استغفر بالحاج. قال تعالى الحج أشهر معلومات. قال تعالى سلام على إبراهيم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. محترم بائر دوستو معزز سامعين respected elders beloved brethren in Islam. Muhammad Mustafa, Tajdar-e Haram, the king of all the worlds, after Allah, the greatest after Allah, he informs us that Allah Rabbul Izzat says that those people, yu'tihim ma sa'alu, give them whatever they want. يَتَّجِيبُ لَهُمْ مَا دَعُوا. Whatever they ask for as far as dua is concerned, when they raise their hands, whatever they want, give it to them. And if those individuals have to spend one dirham, one dinar, then multiply it alpha. That means in multiple rewards are getting that individual. So when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking about these individuals, on the other hand, that great Prophet of Allah, who for plus minus 120 years of his life, every time a command came, he fulfilled the command. Every time a test came, he fulfilled the test. When he was born in that kafir home, where his own father was manufacturing idols, in that type of turmoil, in that type of situation, in that type of home grounds, test after test came to this great Prophet, and every test he superseded and he was successful in fulfilling the needs of the test. Now the time comes when this Prophet, when he is addressing Allah, وَمَا يَبْلُغُ الصَّوْتِ يَا اللَّهِ. Oh Allah, where will my voice? We're looking at وَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي ذَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. Third last page of 13 para. Talking about the barren lands of Makkah Mukarrama, and this great Prophet who fulfilled all the tests, he is asking Allah. Now who is giving the command? Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا. 17 para. That command the people, you know, أَذِّنَ يَأْذِنُ, give azan, أَذِّنْ, give azan, that means stand up there, give azan. Which mountain? جَبْلِ عَبِ قُبَيْسِ. On that mountain Allah is telling that, O Ibrahim, give the command of Hajj. Ibrahim alayhi salam looking at this black mountains, nothing, barren land, wadin ghayri zay zara, no vegetation. وَمَا يَبْلُغُ الصَّوْتُ. Oh Allah, oh my beloved Allah, where will my voice reach? No, there's no technology, nothing of that kind, barren land. And then Allah tells Azmin, you give the azan, Fariq al-Balagh, and we'll send the message out. Same like in our life also, you have to do certain things, your son is not in order, it's your duty, fulfill your duty. Oh my son, this is incorrect. Oh my daughter, this is incorrect. And the sunnat way is you fulfill what you need to. And Allah will put taqat in your action that that message will go through. You know, sometimes you say, no, speak to my son, Mulana. But you are frightened to speak to your son. But you don't realize Allah has put a certain taqat in you. وَأَذِّنْ give the azan, tell, baby, this girl that you got is haram, you're a married man. Your message will get in faster than the Mulana giving him a bayan. Because Allah puts taqat in the azan, what you, message you're putting across. So Allah Rabbul Izzat, we quickly will encapsulate. In a nutshell, Allah Rabbul Izzat gets Ibrahim alayhi salam, he jumps up onto Jabr Abu Qubais and he gives the alan, the azan, that Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, O mankind, Inna Allah amarakum bihajji hadhal bayt, that Allah Rabbul Izzat has given the command that you should make Hajj of the Baytullah. Coming to the Baytullah, it is the love, the inner fervor. You know how we say, one is the heart, and then you say dil, dil ki andar andar. Urdu is a very beautiful language. Certain things you can get the message properly in the heart. Dil ki andar andar. Inside that heart, the wish should be of every Muslim. Not rich, not poor, not black, not white, not high ranking, not Mulana. Any Muslim. But the words is, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ. The message is not that Muslimul Ghani, that Muslims who are rich must come. No. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ. There also Allah is taking, see other pillars of Islam, the five pillars. Hajj is one of those five pillars. But under the banners of the five pillars in the Quran, Allah does not attach His name to that ibadat. But when it comes to Hajj, وَلِلَّهِ, for Allah, عَلَى النَّاسِ, when we're looking at that part of it, then Hajj is such a sacred duty that any individual will be wanting to go for Hajj if he knows the value of Hajj. Whether it doesn't say Muslim, say Muslim or non-Muslim, عَلَى النَّاسِ, حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, coming back. The inner recesses of your heart, you as a Muslim, it is your desire to have that one thing in your heart. That hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, not the marfu hadith, normal hadith that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, you know, many of the brothers here, some of them, no, none of them, checking who I saw in the airport. Every time the plane was leaving, you had the opportunity, you go meet the Haji. Why you meet the Haji? Because in the turmoil of the du'as, perhaps you will get the benefit of it. You don't know what you did for the Haji, but the person remembered you. Remembered you. When they remembered you, there in front of the Kaaba Sharif, you here in South Africa, that person making du'a for you. You sitting here in South Africa, you didn't like that Musalli. You say, no, that way he, every time he mixes the shoes. This kalam moves, they mix all the shoes. Then they wait there to see, hey, who can't find the shoes? Because some people, they don't know what to do, they do funny things. But, you don't like that Musalli because of that reason. But that same Musalli is making dua in front of the Kaaba Sharif. Ta'alina malla yarhamna fi junubi Afriqiya. Ya Allah, don't put tyrant rulers upon us in South Africa. I mean, dua for you also. The value of the Hajj, that hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu comes to mind, where Allah Rabbul Izzat on the day of Qiyamah will call this one individual that come in front, is time for you. Time for your questioning. And this is Surah Kaf, لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. That book is such a book. Your small, small hidden sins, your big, big good deeds, your big sins, everything is there. لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. In front of Allah, you bring Namin Amal. In that exam, it's given to him that here's all your book of deeds. Is it okay? It's all in order. This person will say, how no, Munkar al-Latir, Turaman Katibin, Ya'lamuna ma tafalun. All these things as Muslim we know, so it must be correct. Yeah, but look at your deeds. So this person will look through his deeds and then he'll find, oh Allah, here I've been given the reward of Hajj. But I did not get that opportunity to go to the Rawdah Mubarak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, you did not give me the ability and the means to come to your Kaaba Sharif and make Hajj. So Allah, this year I did not make Hajj in my life. Why is there Hajj? Hajj sawabiyah for me. And Allah Rabbul Izzat will say, oh my Banda, remember that day when the Hajj's Qafla was leaving. And when you could not make it to go for Hajj, but you went and met them with that inner feeling that I love, that if Allah gave me the opportunity, I would have went for Hajj. That, oh my Banda, I felt the emotions of your heart. I knew the inner wants of your heart, and you were so longing to go for Hajj and to be part of this kafla that's leaving, that your wanting made me have mercy on you and give you the sawab of Hajj. Hajj in itself, in South Africa, we have incidents upon incidents. I was coming from for Jummah now. One brother yesterday, he heard that there's some brothers that day in Makkah Mukarrama, they did not ask for assistance. But there's some brothers in Phoenix area, Chatsworth also. They said, you know what, this brother here, he just made it for his package. So they contact them, you're using card or you're using cash. You know, we took our card also, we're using card also, swiping. But they're not well to do. So these brothers from their own, they got the one was the Absa Bank, one was Net Bank. They got the information, they sent little, one gave 1,000 rand, and get one, now it's coming for Jummah, 1,000 came, he's giving 3,000 rand. Now you look at it as age. They got parts, they got everything. No, it's very hard for some people. And previously, Ahmed, that Bayan, that incident, the most, you know, the heartwarming incidents when it comes to Hajj. One is, our children have to grow up with that want to go there. Obviously, every Muslim, when he makes dua, Allahumma rizukna ziyarata masjid al-haram. He's making dua to Allah that take me there. Wahajjata, you know, you want to make hajj, you want to be in Arafat. All these things are inner ones. But when Ibrahim alayhi salam made that dua, azan, Allah made it, one of the miracles of that incident was that every individual, alam-i-arwah, alam-i-dunya, you know, three. So alam arwa, every soul that heard and said labbaik, if they said once, they'll go once. If they said 10 times, they'll go 10 times. And I did a little bit investigation, you know, on WhatsApp. They had that incident, that brother. So I did a little bit research on it. He was from Libya. And because he's from Libya, his surname had a link to Gaddafi. So those in the airport didn't want to allow him on the plane. Now, we're not talking about Sahaba's time, we're talking about few days ago, few weeks ago. The brother wants to jump onto the plane, no, you're not allowed, your passport is not in order, this name doesn't tally. Libya, and you got US things all at the airport. So Allah made it. The plane took off without him. And he is telling the people, no, if Allah will take me for Hajj. His iman was, Allah is going to take me for Hajj, not the plane. So me, I was also curious. I wanted to find out more. Then I was surprised when I find a picture or some information about this brother, he is a clean shaven person. But he might be did something in his life that Allah made it such the plane took off, malfunction of the plane came back. They sorted out the plane took off again. The plane takes off without him, the second time. Malfunction of the plane came back. Then the pilot of the plane says, I'll never leave this airport unless that brother is on this flight. That is how Allah takes for Hajj. It's not your money, it's not who you are. Allah takes. That incident in Chatsworth, we relive it. The grandparents are accredited for Hajj. Grandparents are accredited for Hajj. First week went, second week went, 3 weeks went. The daughter-in-law, of the house goes to her husband. His parents are accredited for Hajj. She goes to the husband and says, Ma and Abba have not booked for Hajj. Ma and Abba have not booked for Hajj. Maybe they don't have enough money. So the son says, yeah, perhaps. Says, no, but we, the daughter-in-law is saying regarding her in-laws, that why don't we give Abba and Ma our Hajj money? If they short, give them our Hajj money. Who's saying it? The daughter-in-law is telling the son whose parents these are. What do you say, Mashura, my husband, what do you say? Say, okay, no problem. Next day, the two children, one gives the dadi, one envelope, one gives the dada. Children went to school about 10 past 7. About 8 o'clock, the dadi and dada gone to book. After that, it was found out, it was not that they had less money. They had lot money, but they were trying to get the best deal. Best traveler, you know, the agent, best deal of the agent. But when this mother and father went for Hajj, then one thing was very noticeable. When they were in, that time was not so much cell phones, it was before World Cup, it was famous but not famous. So you make a call to the hotel and they put the room number. What was noticed, the mother will speak to everybody. But when the son comes on the phone, the one who gave the money, when the son comes on the phone, then the mother can't talk, she only cries and cries and cries. So, the family realized every time Bai comes on the phone, Ma can't talk. So one family member says, next time Ma comes on the phone, I'm going to ask her. So he asked Ma, what happened? Why when Bai comes on the phone, you only cry, you don't talk? You know, you're angry with him, what? Then the mother says, no, I know that my son is in South Africa. But when I am going to make tawaf around the Kaaba Sharif, when I look right, left, in front of me, behind me, every haji has my son's face. Then that son was sharp. He phoned Hazrat, you know, one of the most pious individuals is Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sahib. So he phoned the madrasa. He said, you know, the son did not say about the daughter-in-law story yet and the money. He said, you know, there's one son and his mother is seeing his face on every haji in front of the Kaaba Sharif. So that the person who heard about it, that Muhaddis, great person, he says, no, this son's Hajj is done. The son was saving for Hajj, he did something great for the Hajj of his parents. So his Hajj is done. And coincidentally, they gave all their money. The next year that husband and wife were on the plane, the daughter-in-law and that son was on the plane for the next Hajj. That's how Allah takes. So, there are incidents upon incidents. The Hajj is left now. One brother here in South Africa. He's not well-to-do. From his business, his entire weekend savings. There were two Hajjis, the husband and wife, they couldn't make it for Hajj. They're leaving on Monday, but they haven't got a full package. So there's no mahram for the wife, only the husband will go. But will they get an opportunity again? So one brother thought in his mind, hey, you know what? It will take me 2 months, 3 months to cover this money. but I heard about these people, they'll never get the opportunity. Let me go and give it. He went. First family he met them, he started it out Monday. Tuesday he couldn't meet the people. He could not meet them Tuesday. Why? He was sorting out the agents while they were rushing to the airport. So he didn't get the opportunity to meet the Hajis who he sorted out. So that person is a true incident. 2 weeks ago it happened. He gave that money without his family knowing. He just paid it and it was Monday, Tuesday. That Monday night, his mother calls him and tells him, Abba left 100,000 here. He says you must use it for stock in your shop. That same person told me he went to one supplier. Even if not a weeks, his incident, he went to one supplier, they gave him 2,500 stock for free. Why? You're a loyal customer. So Allah opened his door, everything got cancelled as far as his business problems, everything. Only barakat, barakat, barakat. But we coming back, we conclude inshallah. We come to, Hajj has to be, from your inner resources, you must want to go for Hajj. And every Haji, you know, when that Haji is going there, he first time he looks at the Kaaba Sharif. Now you must go and speak to the ulama. The ulama will give you, like how you're a businessman, you get business tax. Hey, I'm schooling, I lost the money here, but it's my schooling, you know, I'm learning. There are certain tricks. Like firstly, when you first time, the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the first time you see the Kaaba Sharif. First time. Some say every single time, some say the first time only. But my ustad told me every single time, the first time you see. Every single, that means you went this year, first time you saw the Kaaba Sharif, next year you went, first time you re-looked at the Kaaba Sharif, then your dua is accepted. So one of the tricks we learnt when we went, ustad taught us that, you may raise your, don't look at the Kaaba Sharif until you see it. When you see it and you raise your hands, oh Allah, let any dua that I make at any time get accepted for me if it is good for me. You are mustajab dua after that. If you think of it technically. So there are business tricks. The love for Hajj, the love for the Hujjaj. When that person, al-Hujjaju wal-Ummar, wafdullah, these are the delegations of Allah. But we didn't take the time off from work and go and meet them. When they're returning, don't lose that opportunity. When you hear that first flight is returning, oh, none of my relatives are there, my sons are not there. No. Have love for them because when they make dua, anything they ask for gets accepted. When this person is making tawaf, when he's going for Hajj, according to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he makes istilam of the Hajar Aswad, when he takes one step, 70,000 of his sins is forgiven. One step. 70 sawab is written in his favor. 70,000 daraja ranks he has risen in Jannat. And to encapsulate it, 70 people from his family he is allowed to give safarish, intercede for those people who are destined for Jahannam. And now you don't want to talk with your family member, why? No, I don't want to meet him, never mind, he's going for Hajj. He did this and he did that and he did this. If you want to be a real follower of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have to forgive and overlook. Fa'fu wasfahu. Ma'fi talafi yahi zindagi. If you don't forgive, no, that man, no, you don't know, Mulana, what my son, what my brother did. You don't know what my sister did. Then on the day of Qiyamah, when you're standing in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah is saying, you didn't forgive that banda for that small thing. And here you want me to overlook all the big things that you did. Allah will interact with you like how you interact with the people in it. Overlooked. You step down, but Allah will elevate you on the day of Qiyamah. We conclude. My Ustad used to say, as we go close to Qurbani, it is the Hajj time. Imam Ghazali said in his kitab, without Hajj, Islam would not have been complete. That is why Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum Wa Atmamtu Alaykum Ni'mati Wa Raditu Lakum Al-Islami Medina. That Islam is complete on the 9th of Zulhijjah. The ayat came, 9th of Zulhijjah, at the time of Asr. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informs that this is the end of it all. Islam is complete when? In that Hajj that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did. So when it comes to the days of Qurbani, comes to Hajj, those who have Mal Nisab, who have the Nisab on the 3 days of slaughtering, then it's wajib on that individual. It's wajib. The other day I had one person came to the shop. I'm going to see them tonight, inshallah. The person is very well to do, but he is moving house. He is moving his house from one house, he is going to another house. So, Mulana, we are doing building by our house, so it's very difficult for us to slaughter. So I said, but you are a very rich man, isn't it? He said, yes, no problem with money. I said, so the masla is, if you got that nisab on the days of Qurbani, it become wajib for you to slaughter. Now he didn't know a simple masla. Now he is a person doing lotto, humanitarian work in Phoenix. But he doesn't know the basics. So what we have to do, if you got any doubt regarding Qurbani, there are ulama ikram, there are people who are well versed regarding Qurbani, go and speak to them. So Mulanas will make themselves available. The other day I was sitting with Chatsut Ulama Council, because I'm the treasurer there. So one of the things we discuss, people have this mindset that you must buy darbar itar and apply it on the wool of the sheep, then you can only slaughter it. One person is calling and asking, Mulana, what agarbati must we buy to go 7 times around the animal? Now this, with so many ulama ikram, so many masajids, so much of khidmat in South Africa, and we still don't have enough knowledge for the basics of deen. It's our duty as Muslims that we educate ourselves regarding this great Sunnata Abikum Ibrahim, great Sunnata of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We conclude. Qurbani means to sacrifice. Isn't it? The greatest sacrifice that a mu'min can learn, he has to sacrifice his wills and desires for the pleasure of Allah. And when he sacrifices, when he puts that knife and he tries to slaughter his wants and desires, and when Allah accepts him slaughtering his own self, then Allah will give him the true sweetness of Iman. That is why we're at home, Mulana, I don't know, we got no chain at home. Business, we got a lot of money and all, but our family got, we're not like how it was. Why? Because we're not sacrificing. There's little things we're doing. You can't read Quran today, but other 3 weeks you read Quran every day. Now, I don't feel like reading Quran today. Why? Mistakenly you looked at that woman when you went to the shop. You thought that was one action. The poison of that action, say 30 seconds will conclude. One of the things that Mullah Ali Qari used to say, you know, when you look at something haram, the first glance, you went around the corner, one girl came with it, the mistake, you looked at her, the first glance, Allah don't punish you. You looked away same time. The mistake and you looked away is not a sin, isn't it? But Mullah Ali Qari says that don't think that first glance did not harm you. The poison of that one glance by mistake, when you're not being punished, that is the reason why now you can't get up for tahajjud. It has the poison already went into you. That is why they're throwing girls everywhere. All the haram, mistake, big buzruk, suddenly all his sins are multiplying and is overcoming his good deeds. So when we find ourselves that now Arafat, oh man, it's a small thing, I won't fast.
Why? Because some other wrongs that you're doing, that Allah is not giving you the opportunity now to do the good deeds. So we make dua that Allah gives me the opportunity. You know, last week in the Jummah, something that in 2012 when we were leaving for Hajj, there were some, now I'm from Chatsut area, you got so-called, there's no such thing, but they got so-called Tablighi, Sunni, this, I don't know what other things they got, right? But when we were leaving for Hajj, now we're not looking at Quran and Hadith, we're not saying, hey, qala Rasulullah sallam, looking at Da'if Hadith and Mursal Hadith and Sahih Hadith, you know how the people talk nowadays sometimes. We're looking at these young people, teenagers, girls who don't dress up so Islamic, boys who are not the best as far as Islamic libas and being in a masjid punctually. But these youngsters came with me. Now I was already Mulana now, qualified. And they came by me with one small white cloth, piece of cloth. And they told me, Mulana, we're putting our names here on this white cloth. I remember that one girl, Sumeya, she went for Hajj last year. See, we're putting our names on this cloth. We're still young. We love to go for Hajj. But we don't know whether Allah will give us the opportunity. So, Mulana, when you go into Arafat, on the plain of Arafat, all our names are here. All the cousins, all the neighbors, all Muslim children, all our names are on this cloth. Please, Mulana, maybe we won't go to Arafat, but bury this cloth in Arafat. Perhaps our names will go there, Allah will put barakah that will go there. Now, whether that's Islamic or not Islamic, leave that. But I looked at the hearts of those young people. Inside their heart, they had that love for Allah. Al-Hajj Arafah. They heard that hadith. In Arafah, if you're there, Hajj, reward. So on that basis, I took that cloth, I buried it for them. Whether it's Islamic or not Islamic, leave that one side. But I looked at the love, the tears from their hearts, that they wanted to go. We make dua that Allah give us all the opportunity to go for Hajj again and again. Allah gives me the opportunity to see Eid. Give us all the opportunity to see Eid. Make us forgive one another. That's more important in today's times. His families are crying. Brothers are dying. One mayat here in Phoenix, the sons did not go for the mother's mayat. Two sons. The daughter who also did not want to go, she said, Mulana, there's no one here, never mind, I'm the daughter, I'll go, even though I don't want to go. Here in Phoenix. So we make dua, Allah give us the hearts to forgive one another. Allah give us the opportunity to try and follow the way of life of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Is it any ulamaya?